From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the California recall election is over. We discuss its effect on the parties and the nation with Slate's Mickey Kouse. But first, a U.S. soldier died today in an attack on a military convoy northeast of Baghdad. That brings to 92 the number of American troops killed in hostile fire since May, when President Bush declared major fighting over. Also today, a suicide bomber killed 8 people in an attack on a Baghdad police station. With us to discuss Iraq and some of the problems it presents for the Bush administration is Henri Barki, professor of international relations at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hi.
Now, the White House announced a few days ago it was reorganizing its handling of post-war Iraq, giving a greater role to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Why is this being done now?
Well, clearly things have not gone very well in Iraq. But more importantly, what happened was that the Department of Defense had excluded everybody else from playing in Iraq. And although the Department of Defense was very good at prosecuting the war, it clearly has not been able to prosecute the peace. And I think the Bush administration realized that it needs some coherence in its Iraq policy. And it also has come under severe criticism in Congress and in the public about the cost of the rebuilding and the casualties being suffered every day.
And abroad as well, the response to U.S. calls for international help with funding and troops for Iraq has been pretty bad so far. Do you see that changing?
No, I don't think it's changing, even though the Turks voted yesterday to allow Turkish soldiers to come and take part in the stabilization force. The truth is that they did this because they had very few choices, and in many respects this was a bad judgment call on the part of the administration to bring in the neighboring countries' forces into Iraq. It's very difficult for many countries to justify to their own domestic public opinion that they will be sending troops into a hostile zone where soldiers are getting killed on a daily basis. And in fact, the administration should have maybe put in more soldiers on the ground, try to consolidate the position, reduce the casualty rate, and then go to the international community for help. And now it's in a very tight and very difficult situation.
But the problem with the Turkish troops coming in is that the Iraqi Governing Council doesn't want them.
That's true. The Iraqi Governing Council doesn't want them. The administration desperately wanted to show that a Muslim country like Turkey and our ally would contribute troops and hope that this would have a demonstration effect with respect to Pakistan and others. But the Turks, the Syrians, the Iranians, the Saudis, everybody in the region has had its eye on Iraq in one way or the other, not necessarily to carve up Iraq, but they have their own proxies, their own allies in Iraq. So if you allow one in, then the others will feel compelled to intervene, not necessarily directly, but indirectly. So it opens up a Pandora's box, and what the Iraqi Governing Council did not want is for any of the neighbors to come in.
Henri Barki is professor of international relations at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Professor Barki, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.